We recently received a couple questions from listeners about Wisconsin's love affair with polka, like this one.
My name is Josie Dunn. I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Mineral Point, Wisconsin.
She asked,
how did the polka become a dance and a tradition?
And when I think about polka in Wisconsin, I think of one guy, second-generation Wisconsin and International Polka Association Hall of Famer, accordion wizard, and bandleader, Steve Meisner.
Hi, this is Steve Meisner, and I am a full-time musician living in Whitewater, Wisconsin, the land I love.
And here's Steve's quick answer.
Well, it started in Bohemia, and then the dance is invented, okay? And so that was spread throughout Europe as a dance, and it was, in its day, like rock and roll.
But Josie says she'd like to know a little bit more.
Because I know the polka is important to Wisconsin because it is the state dance, and I want to know a little more about it.
Steve?
It's woven into the fabric of our lives in this state. It's really in Wisconsin because of the rich European heritages that are in Wisconsin.
Okay. Like?
It spread from Bohemia, Poland, Czech Republic,
Germany,
Switzerland.
The Alps region.
The Dutchman style.
The Polish style is completely different.
Whereas like the Slovenian style, or what I call the American Slovenian style that I do, is more melodic and has more of a swing feel.
Ah, okay. So, but what about the dance?
The Polish hop is the most prevalent in Wisconsin, which is part of the original that's from the old country. But like if you go to see Dutchman and Czech bands, you'll see more of the older folks doing like the two-step foxtrot, you know, sort of stepping with the polka versus the raucous, you know, Polish hop style, which you'll get more with the Slovenian style and the Polish style.
But what's the learning curve on the whole dancing part?
Just let me just say that, you know, a lot of the people that want to learn that weren't raised with it, learn, you know. But for the average person, they just get out there and they just jump around. The greatest thing about polka music is it's forgiving. You know, like even my grandkids, I mean, they just love to get out. As soon as they hear the music, they just start getting a little bouncing going, you know, and they just want to get out there and do it.
So just how important do you think polka is to folks in Wisconsin?
It's very, very important to them. We have regular places that we play it all the time that are, you know, in certain areas like the Hiawatha Bar over in Sturtevant, and it's a part of their lives every month. If they miss a dance, they feel bad, you know? I've had generations of college students come out to Madison and say, we came back for a reunion. Do you remember us from 10 years ago, you know? And we danced here all the time. We were here every time you played here. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I remember you guys.
So how does it feel being a Polka Hall of Famer from Wisconsin?
Yeah, it really is an honor because I'm hanging right there with my dad, of course, and Frankie Yankovic. And, you know, I mean, it's been a part of my life, my whole life, you know? So, I mean, truly, it's an honor.
And a little opening to do for you right here in Pulaski, Wisconsin with Steve and the boys. Thank you very much.
This story came from audience questions as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Brad Colbert.